Join me in John chapter 8. I'll begin at verse 12, reading verse 12 and then moving to verse 31. John 8, verse 12, please hear the inspired, inerrant, holy word of our Lord. Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then please move to verse 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answer him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. But if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you do what you have heard from your father. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. The Jews answered him, aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed? I am not possessed by a demon, said Jesus, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it and he is the judge. I tell you the truth, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. At this, the Jews exclaimed, now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died and so did the prophets, yet you say that if anyone keeps your word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? Jesus replied, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My father whom you claim as your God is one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. You are not yet 50 years old, the Jews said to him, and you have seen Abraham? I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. And I must confess to you, this is one of the more complex conversations that our Lord Jesus Christ went through. There are so many things wrapped up into these, I don't know how many verses I read, but it is an incredibly complex, very deep, delving kind of argument, discussion he's having with the Pharisees that has many points. And so I want to try to bring out the crux of the point at heart and let you and your leading from the Holy Spirit apply it more fully. In verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Never walk in darkness. What is walking in darkness? What is it when one would say, would refer to walking in darkness? In John 12, as we get over to that portion here in a couple of weeks, he says, I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Again, that phraseology of darkness. What is darkness? What is walking in darkness? What is said of one who occupies that life of being, staying, walking in darkness? To answer the question, I point you to verse 31. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You see, walking in darkness is bondage. Staying in darkness is entrapment, is being held, is being restrained. Here Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. Walking in darkness is not holding to the teachings of our Lord Jesus. Walking in darkness is not being a follower. Walking in darkness ultimately is not knowing the truth. This entire argument, this complex argument, as I've said, between Jesus and the Pharisees centers around this point. Do they believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ and therefore the truth, therefore walking in the light, therefore are free? Or do they hold to their own opinions, their own expectations, their own designs, and therefore walk in darkness? Our Lord Jesus here, as you have grown accustomed to, I'm sure, in your reading, is never satisfied with these surface-level conversations. He continues digging. He dug deep into the cause of their walking in darkness, and he goes to where they are most prideful, their lineage, their heritage, if I can say it, their family tree. The Pharisees argue that they are Abraham's children. That is their claim, their rightful passage. We are the children of Abraham, therefore we are the blessed ones. But Jesus counters by saying, if you were Abraham's children, then you would do what Abraham did. Well, then that begs the question, what did Abraham do? Well, if you go back to Genesis and you read through the account of Abram and then him coming in contact with God and God changing his life and sending him on mission, in Genesis 15:6, we read that Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. He believed. He believed. Jesus is saying that if they were Abraham's children, then they would do that. They would believe. But they did not. They did not accept that Jesus Christ was Lord. They did not accept that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. They did not accept him to be the one, the Messiah that has come. They rather referred to him as a Samaritan. And we even went so far as calling him demon-possessed. But our Lord Jesus just keeps digging. He went further. Look with me again at verse 42. He said, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and now I'm here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Here is indeed the crux of the matter. Here indeed is the center of their position. Not only did Jesus offend them by declining their association with Abraham, he now gives them that they belong to their father, the devil, and say that they carry out their father's desires. A very abrasive truth here given to these. Since they did not believe in Jesus, they were of the devil. Folks, there is no middle ground, and we need to understand this today. And this is a harsh, I know, reality, but it is the truthfulness of Scripture. Those of us who, I pray through the power of the Spirit, have been given that ability to believe and understand the truth of what is given us here. And holding to that truth, believing that truth, then we are, as Abraham did, believed the Lord. But if you question this word, if you speak against this word, if you do not hold this word as truth, if you're one that argues, well, you know, this was written by a bunch of men a long time ago and they just kind of wrote what they wanted and then they conjured up these myths to fortify their, it's not really the word of God. Folks, please understand, there's no middle ground. Either you are as Abraham was, believed in God, believed in the Word, believed in the teaching, accepted that teaching, or you are as these Pharisees were cited, of their father's origin, the devil. Why were they of the devil? Why did they not believe Jesus? Why did Jesus say they were not of Abraham? Truth. They did not believe the truth. They did not hold to truth. They argued against truth. Folks, this word could have been, this story, this account could be written today. In our world today, this idea of truth is one of the most fought against ideas. Is there such a thing as absolute, objective truth? Is there such a thing as an absolute truth statement? Well, many philosophers and many philosophers today argue against objective truth. Your truth may be true, but my truth may be true. But see, logic argues that if your truth is true, then my truth can't be true. One of our truths has to be false. So which is it? Yours or mine? Well, no, it's based on circumstance. In the circumstance, your truth is truth, and my circumstance, truth is truth, but both truths can't be true. Thank you, Jill, for shaking your head. I'm shaking mine too. But see, when you began arguing truth and arguing against objective, absolute truth, if you tear down that fortification, then you can also tear down God's word. You can also tear down God. But I pray that, like me, you hold to an absolute, objective truth. And that is from the one who is the eternal, everlasting being. And his truth does not depend on circumstance or consequence. It is truth. Always. You see, these who stood before Jesus that day did not hold to this. Truth. Slavery to sin, light of life, walking in darkness, freedom, father of lies. All these statements are circling around this discussion between Jesus and the Pharisees. And as I've said, they could circle around our discussions today, depending on the level, the depth you might get into. So how do we make sense of all of this? Which is which? Which is truth? And are we slaves to sin? Are we of light of life? Are we walking in darkness? Do we understand the freedom? Again, I point you to verse 31. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. One of my favorite passages. One of my favorite passages, because I think a pastor, a teacher that teaches Holy Scripture, they could have the subtitle of freedom fighter or bondage breaker. Because in bringing the Word of God to the people, it is the truth, and this truth indeed sets you free from the bondage of sin, sets you free from the darkness. You see, the Pharisees had configured a religion based on their desires. They had construed this teaching of God and built up this idea, and that's what they worshiped. And I ask the question, are we so different today? The people of religions in general, we configure religions based on our desires. We create an idea of God, and we begin worshiping the idea rather than the true God. But again, I point you back to verse 31. If you hold to my teachings, you're really my disciple. If you hold to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are a disciple. If you hold to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you know the truth. And if you know the truth, there is freedom. Eddie and the girls just sang the song of crying out to Jesus, and we spoke of the darkness here, spoke of the brokenness. How do we escape the brokenness? How do we find hope in the midst of the darkness? How do we find that way out? Those of you who struggle with the aspects of depression, it's here. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you hold to the teachings of Jesus Christ? Do you believe that the teachings of this book are good for all actions of faith and practice as we confess? Do we teach our children that this is truth? This is the way of life. This is the answer. This is the freedom that you're searching for. Do we hold our children to these teachings? Do we discipline our children according to this teaching of truth? Sin is not a popular topic in the world today. This is what Jesus is talking about. The sin of the Pharisees, the lack of their belief in truth, walking in darkness. But that's where we are. We live in a dark world. Jesus speaks of himself as the light of life. It is only when we understand and grasp hold of that light through the power of the Spirit in us that we live in the shadow or in the brightness of that light. It grieves my heart so. When I hear conversations, when I see things on Facebook, or I see things in emails, or I hear phone conversations where you or our children are just not, they're not resembling the teachings of truth. My heart grieves. I want to run out and grab them by the shoulder, grab you by the arm and say, wait, do you know where you're going? But usually my job comes later. After the faltering, I get a call. Pastor Tim, could you speak to so-and-so? Yes, I will. Would you pray for her? Yes, I will. Do you have the light of life? Do you know the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know those teachings are the only thing that will bring you freedom from whatever holds you?